Blog Talk Radio.
The champ is here!
Alright, this is my shit right here!
The champ is here!
This shit is quite
the evil genius green lantern!
The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
Yeah! Yeah!
D-Block, the champ is here!
The champ is here!
You fucking with the champion!
You already know it! He took it from crack to rap, now he put out two anthems a year, and I just want to rock for a century, and then chase the book with the documentary.
Peace and greetings, greetings and blessings, and welcome to another edition of Soul Scribe Radio. My name is Omaria, and I am the Millennial Soul Scribe. I empower my clients through the use of connecting with their divine cosmic blueprint and the use of sacred sounds in order to help them learn how to create life while they live life. Hello, 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 and welcome, welcome, welcome to tonight's show. I know that I got a lot of people's spidey senses starting to tingle a little bit and really trying to figure out what as Omaria talking about when she says that there is one energy god or goddess that is stronger than the creator, than the deities and the gods and goddesses, the natural forces of energies that we draw down when we do our prayers and mantras and we provide our offerings and off blessings. What is Omaria talking about when she says that we have another energy around us that's more powerful than even those gods and goddesses that we honor and we give praise to and we ask the energy to assist us in our daily lives? So, we will find out tonight. Is your mind playing tricks on you, or is Omaria's mind playing tricks on her? What in the hay is she talking about? And as we get started, I want to open up with this, what we would call an affirmation or a chant or possibly a prayer. However, in the Ifa tradition, it is called an Oriki. Kaji ni kutukutu. Kamu o huni pinka pin, the ifa phone alomo jibere padelola. Imini mo jindi kutukutu. Ti mo mu o huni pinka pin. Imini mo baje padeloni ati lola. Imini mo jindi kutukutu. Ti mo mu o huni pinka pin. Imini mo baje ati are padelola. What I just said in that prayer affirmation is an Oriki to my higher self asking for good luck. And when we transcribe the Yoruba language into English, the words that I spoke to myself was to wake up early in the morning and give destiny its due. Divine for the person who will meet with luck tomorrow. It is I who gives destiny its due on my waking in the mornings. Therefore, it is I who will meet with luck today and tomorrow. It is I who gives destiny its due on my waking in the mornings. It is I who meets with wealth and fame tomorrow. Omaria said the word Ori, and she started talking to herself. So that is the energy that I am referring to this evening when I say that there is an energy, a being, a spirit, a soul that's more important than the creator, that's more important than the various gods and goddesses in the pantheons, that's more important even to your ancestors, however your ancestors are part of the Ori, but even more important to your than your ancestors when you're on the spiritual path and you are striving to become enlightened and become evolved on your journey. The Ori is the most important entity to know on your journey. And I say this because before you work with any other spiritual contact, even before you call on God, you, in my belief, you should acknowledge yourself first. And that is representative of the Ori in the Ifa religion tradition. When we look at the Lawa in Vodan, it is called the Tiban Ange and the Grossban Ange. If you want to take it from a psychological perspective, when Carl Jung talked about the subconscious and the conscious mind and the various archetypes, that is the energy that I'm speaking of, that inner voice in your head that kind of, well, that not kind of, but actually helps you to open your own cosmic gateway and connect to yourself and learn about yourself. Now, depending upon which teacher that you have, Bawalawa, priest, Ianifa, there are a basic three peace trinity of the Ori, and or there are seven various aspects or points on the body that we connect with our Ori. And reading from the Fundamentals of the Yoruba Religion, I love this book. It's by Chief Fama. And to clarify, the Ori, which is your destiny, and the Ori Inu, which is your inner self or your higher self, there are the basic three that we recognize, which is the Ori itself, which is your head. And that can be seen as your physical head or your brain area, the Ori Alasanwaye, Ela, destiny, and the Ori Inu, which is your inner self. If you want to break it down further, you have the Ori again, the Ori Ara, which is your body, the actual temple that we reside in, you know, the skin and all that we have. The Ori Inu, again, is the inner consciousness. That's that voice in your head that you hear talking to you when you're thinking. The Ori Ipako, which is your connection to the ancestors. And it can be found at the back of your head, like where the neck hits, connecting to your spine. And the Ori Ipori, which is your spirit self. When you think about that, that's like the navel cord. The Ori Iwaju, which is your third eye in the middle of your brow or the brow chakra. That's where we connect with our psychic connection, intuition, your clairvoyance, when you look at symbols and you're able to decipher what they mean for you. The Ori Atare, which is connected to the crown chakra in the middle of your head. And when you think about that, when babies are born, they have that soft spot in the middle of their head, and that's the Ori Atare, the actual crown of your head, where energy can come through the middle of the crown. And if you ever do meditations, the facilitator of the meditation may say, imagine a silver cord coming down and going through the top of your head. And that is what the connection is when we think about the terms of the Ori. We also have the Ori Ade, which is your physical head or the brain. In order to strengthen your consciousness, connect with your other 143 souls out in the various dimensions and atmospheres, connecting with your own Ordi and understanding your inner spirit is very imperative on the spiritual journey. When you're making decisions, when you're trying to find a teacher, whenever you're trying to do something, it's important to, you know, check in with self first. And that's why I say that this energy, our own personal being, is the most important energy that we should be connected with. Because like Chief Yuya, who I like to listen to with Enlightenment and Transformation, and what's his other, the Sedulu House, he says that, you know, the Ori is like your own personal superhero. And it's true, because that is your own personal energy that you can use to guide you. And when we think about connecting with the Ori, it's your passion. It's the personality. It's the connection of kind of like ego from situations. You know, a lot of people like to say, well, in my heart, or in my feelings, or I just had this feeling that I shouldn't have done this, or I should have listened to my first mind. That's what we're talking about when we actually are saying those things, because we all have that internal GPS that, and I can't think of the name of the word, it's on the tip of my tongue, but the dial that shows you north, south, west, east, that guidance system. We all have our internal guidance systems. And as we continue to grow on our spiritual path, it's imperative that before you begin to listen to anyone and or find teachers, study, before you even connect with a deity, as you begin to connect with your ancestors, that you talk to your Ori, because that is your divinity, that's your destiny. And when we think about your destiny, you know, there are different beliefs out there where is life predestined, is when we're up there as energetic beings deciding to come back to Earth, you know, did we plan every step of the way out, or is there room for us to change our mind and grow? And me, as an astrologer and numerologist, I tend to lean on the path that, yes, we did plan out our lives on Earth. We did set up the cosmic blueprint of the astrology chart. We did decide our name before we got here. We did decide the exact date and time that we were going to enter this world, because as you look at those charts, those divination systems, even in the Yoruba culture, the Vodan culture, Lukumi, Kadomble, those divination systems, you have a life path, a destiny that spiritual journey, that journey of the soul, of the spirit, that you are on in order to grow and evolve and get to the mountaintop, get to the mountaintop of having karmic balance and involving your soul to go on to either reincarnate back to Earth again or incarnate back on another world. Even when you think about the Bhagavad-gita in the East Indian culture of Hinduism and in Buddhism, all cultures have this belief system of the higher self and the inner self. And it's that supreme consciousness, that super intelligence, that the creator part of you, you know. A lot of people say they know that we were created in the image of God. Even, you know, in the Bible, that famous quote, let us create them in our image. We say that we are gods and goddesses. We tend to want to take on the energetic force of the gods and goddesses as, you know, as Ganesha, as Eshuilegwa, as Isis, as even Set, as the Netaru. And that's fine and well, but first things first, we have to learn how to connect with our own internal being. So tonight, I want to help you connect with your own personal Ori and share with you my journey of connecting with my own personal Ori. And it's a daily process, you know. Like the Oriki that I said at the beginning of the show, when I get up in the morning, my journey is that when I get up in the morning, even before I rise out of the bed, I tilt my head forward in the direction of the rising sun, and I lean forward, and I kind of put my hands on my head, and I do the motion of pulling my hands apart like I'm opening up the Ori Atari, the crown of my head, to connect with the sun's energy as well as to wake up my Ori, to wake up the highest Omaria in the morning in order to go on about my day. Now, some days, you know, some things happen, I don't get to it, but that's that own personal meditation prayer to get yourself prepared for the day. And I'll either chant that Oriki, they're different Orikis, and Orikis are like prayers, poems, songs, chants that, you know, some people would say it's kind of like a mantra or an affirmation, like I said at the beginning. But it's those sacred sounds, those words that you use to speak to yourself and to give yourself a leg up on the day, because as we know, the first five, I think it's like the first 35 seconds of the day, the words that you speak, the actions that you take, whatever goes on during that time is what will guide you, or kind of how the day will play out, because that's the first energy and information that's coming in the beginning of the day. Another way that you can connect with your Ori is to, you know, like, some of us have anger issues. we got attitudes. We got things where, you know, and I mean, it's fine. We got things where if somebody says something to us, we might fly off the handle like really quick without thinking about it. And what we call that is that you need to cool your head down. Just cool it down. Don't get too excited that Moon in Aries, your feelings might be on fleek. Don't let people, you know, or don't let yourself let you fly off the handle, especially for mundane stuff that really don't matter. If you're worrying a lot about stuff or you feel stressed out, sometimes it's good to wash your head and clean your head. And just in the instance of a spiritual bath, where you wash your body or wash your feet or clean yourself in a spiritual way with herbs or holy water or essential oils, you would do the same thing but do it with your head. And some of the items that you can use that I like to use is like, for me, I tend to get, sometimes I can go from 0 to 100 like really quick, especially if I'm stressed out. So a way that I clean my head is I use shea butter. After I wash my head, I'll put shea butter and I'll talk to my head and say, hey, we're going to use this shea butter to cool our head off. We're going to use this water to cool our head. If it's something where you know you need to have a little bit more spunk about you, a little bit more a little bit more confidence and fire under your butt, you may want to use, and I wouldn't recommend like a pepper, like a hot pepper, but maybe some pepper. If you're trying to clear out negative energy, salt. When you think about dressing a candle or doing a spiritual bath, it's the same thing, but you would do it on your head. And when I was taught about the ori and cleaning my head and getting myself on the right foot, another thing that was shared with me is that you want to put a white cloth over your head because the white symbolizes that purity and cleansing, and also to block out any outside negative influence from coming in upon you. For the ori that's connected to your navel area, you want to, which is the ori inu, and it's connected to your navel chakra or your middle dantian. With that, for those women that like to wear waist beads, those yoni wellness women, that understand the female or feminine energy. I don't want to say female. Didn't Cam Newton just get in trouble about that? Yeah, I got jokes tonight. That's that petty Virgo. But anyway, placing copper beads around you or putting a copper penny covering up your navel when you go out, because think about when you were born as a baby, your umbilical cord that was connected to your mother, it still has that same spiritual symbology of this is an opening, this is an orifice of your body that energy can come in. And when you astral travel and during dream time and or when you meditate, the energy or the traveling cord that you use to ascend your consciousness to the different dimensions are, again, like at the top of your head and also in the navel area. So those are some ways to protect the top of your head with the head wash and wrapping it up in a white cloth, doing waist beads or a copper penny on your belly button. And another thing that I want to mention is that for the ancestral ori, it's connected to your big toe. Your big toe, and I can't remember if it's the right foot or the left foot, but for me, like I always tell my clients and my friends, it's the intention that matters most of all, but I think it's the right foot. That is where your ancestral ori is connected to, your ori ipako. The back of the head, but also the right big toe, because those are your feet are what's guiding you and the path that you're walking every day. And your ancestors are the ones that walk the earth before you, so you are continuing to walk the path to, as you evolve, you're evolving your DNA structure, you're evolving your ancestral karma, you are, in essence, evolving your family bloodline, especially for those of us that are on this path. Typically, it's only one of us in the family, or like for generations, especially with the millennials out here that have found alternative spirituality that is not typical of what our family believes in or what our family practices, we are typically the only ones. And so for us, it's very important, and that as we continue to grow and connect to our own inner self and higher self, that we also connect to our ancestors, the ones that chose us to on and evolve our family in this way, and learning about the metaphysics and the subconscious mind and connecting with the other dimensions and becoming creators and manifestors and all those other wonderful things that we get when we talk about being a spiritualist instead of any other type of religion. So with that, when you wake up in the morning, when you get up and you're bending over to put your shoe on, you know, you can rub your toe. And just for me, because I'm just like not really traditional, but I do what works for me and connects with me. I'll rub my big toe and say, "Hey, ancestors, thank you for being with me today." And if you know your ancestors' names and the ones that you call on, that you work with to assist you, those ones that, like your most ancient mother's mother, female, feminine ancestor, and your most ancient masculine ancestor that helps you along your path, the one, like, especially if you're going to work in the morning, the one that was the businessman or worked in that type of arena that you work in, you call on them. If you're going to the bank or if you're going to apply for a loan, that one that you knew had good money sense, you call on them and rub that big toe and say, "Hey, I need you to come with me, Papa Sam, Grandfather Samuel." Shout out to Yes, yeah, it's shout out. Shout out to my second great grandfather, Mr. Sam Fulton. He was a property owner and a spiritual leader in his community, and he owned the farm. So a lot of my stuff that I do on the physical plane, in a materialistic aspect, I think about his energy and drawing down his energy to assist me, because he had those qualities that, you know, I like and I want to draw down upon myself and use to advance our family this time around. When we think about, so those are the types of things. It's the same thing of, you know, if you would call on a god or goddess, but you're actually calling on your own internal self, and you're calling on your ancestral energy to assist you. In addition, I wanted to also share that as you are working with your Ordi, and things that you can say to generate the energy and the essence that you're looking for, say those things like, "Help me to," if you don't have an Ordi key, make up your own prayer, you know. If you need to have a clear head and a clear mind, because you know you're about to go in a situation where you don't need no mumbo jumbo happening, ask for a clear head and to think well. If you know that you about to go exercise or about to go do something challenging, talk to yourself, talk to your head, talk to your mind, to connect with her or him to help you and to be successful in whatever journey or undertaking that you're having. And the title of the show is Your Mind Playing Tricks on You? And I like to laugh about this because, you know, I talk to myself a lot, and I've always done it, like, unintentionally, just a knowing that, and I guess it's probably like, my moon is conjunct Neptune, so my feelings are very, like, it's like a water sign conjunction, so I'm always in that emotional, feeling, spirituality, intuitive, right brain stuff, not left brain. Even though I am left brained it, when I'm like out in the public, but personally, like if I'm at home or whatever, I connect with myself by talking to myself, even like talking out problems or if I'm upset with somebody, instead of like talking to them, I'll just like curse them out to the side and be like, "What in the world do they do that?" You know, and my coworkers, every job I've had, probably like, "Who is she talking to?" And they'll be like, "Oh, Maria, who are you talking to?" I'm like, "I'm talking to myself." And I never really felt bad. Like some people will be like, "As long as you don't answer yourself, I won't admit you to the crazy house, but you know, sometimes I answer myself too, because that, in connecting with your aura, connecting with your higher self, it is that essence of knowing that in the end, you have the most clearest knowing of what is, quote unquote, right or wrong for you to do. You have that decision-making power on to handle things in your life. When we look at the energy of the gods and goddesses and how they play a role in our lives, in connecting with the Ordi, the god and goddess energy, those natural forces like Oya, those forces like Eshuilegwa, those forces like Obatala and Yimaya, those forces like Igun, the Igun, that's the ancestors. Hey, ancestors, I didn't talk about enough about y'all. I'm about to shout some of y'all out in a little bit because y'all then came back up again. But those energies like Ogun and Shango and Aset and Asar and Heru the hero and Neptis and Set, those energies. So you may ask, Omaria, so why do we have those energies with us? Why do we call upon those energies if you say that we have our own internal being, our own supreme being that we can use and connect with? The reason why we do that is because some point in your life, your own energy may not be enough to help you get through whatever the situation is. And that's when I said earlier, when I said, you know, you can call on them and ask for, like, clear thinking or to help you or call on your higher self to help you to get through a specific situation. The gods and goddesses, they are like your, I like to call them my spiritual team. That's my spiritual team. If you're thinking about a quarterback on the football field and he has all of the other players behind him, that's how I look at my divine spiritual team and the gods and goddesses that I roll with and that I pay homage to. Some people may delineate them as their spiritual parents and also as their higher selves. And that's all fine, well, and good. I agree totally. However, in my beliefs, in the way that I honor the energies of the forces and the deity energy, is that when we call on those energies, we're calling on them to assist us in those areas that we may need help on. So, like, when we think about the obstacle removers, like Lord Ganapatiye and Eshuilegwa, they also have that mercurial. Mercury is also an energy for this same type of energy of communication and taking word back from the physical realm to the spiritual realm. Also, as far as a road opener, if you think when you go to apply for a loan or when you have to go ask somebody else for their help or you're trying to do something and you think you're going to have some hindrances to it, if you don't feel like you're strong enough to get through them on your own, you draw down or call upon the energy of Lord Ganapatiye by saying a mantra or, you know, bringing him some treats or Eshuilegwa by bringing him some rum and going to the crossroads or, you know, and I will be sharing that information as we continue the Knowledge at a Cypher series. And I forgot to mention at the beginning of the show, this is the Knowledge at a Cypher series. This is my new series that I began with the month of October. 10 is knowledge at a cipher. Jupiter is now in Scorpio, which is my ascendant. I have Jupiter in Scorpio, so I am a natural teacher. And I love learning, and I also love sharing my knowledge, hence SoulScribe Radio, right? So with this series, it is my intention to take some of those things that I've learned along the way and break them down to help people understand them. I know that my listeners are from all types of spiritual paths. Some people are what they would say as newbies on the journey, babies on the journey. But we are, and let me speak to that. You're always on the spiritual journey. Even before you came out of your mama's womb, you was on the spiritual journey. We're just all at different stations in our life, and we're all on the path. Even if they are of the religious tradition of Muslim or Baptist or Christian or even atheist, you are all on your journey, and we are all just at different levels, you know, the woke and stay woke community. And it just depends on what you're supposed to be doing on this path, your ori, your destiny. What is it that you are supposed to learn through this journey during this time around? So anyway, I just went off on a tangent. So like when we are calling upon the assistance of those additional energies to help us, like the Obatala and Eshu energy to help us to remove obstacles and open doors where we can't see anything moving for us, and to close the windows on things that are no longer for our highest good, or if you know you're going through changes and you just don't feel like you can get through them, you may call upon the energy of Oya. They are like, if you have a cake, imagine you are the cake. They are just the icing, that energetic force. They're just like the icing on the cake to assist you, your higher self, in getting the job done and doing your own personal magic. And I'm not even talking about like the magic of candles and root work and hoodoo. I'm talking about your own personal imagination of being a creator and doing the things and thinking of those ideas, using the quantum physics ideal of creating and visualization, and what I speak, I create. Knowing that when you write something down, that it will manifest for you. You know what I'm saying? Even without work, using those universal laws. So if you feel like you need those extra energies to assist you, that's what they are for. So that's just my little spiel on the difference between the Ori, your own inner self, higher self, your soul energy, your spirit, and working with the gods and goddesses and the ancestors. And then I also mentioned something as well in the beginning, you know, about the creator and God. And that energetic force and why it's not even as important as your own inner self and higher self. The creator created us in its own image. That cosmic force of energy that's twirling around created us. And because the creator created us in its own image, because in my belief, in my knowing, it is a hermaphrodite, that energy. And it's not even a hermaphrodite. I don't even think we can, I don't think we have enough evolved consciousness to understand the energetic frequency of the creator, because it is it is within all and is all. So even a chair you're sitting on is a part of the creator, because at one point that tree was living, you know what I'm saying? So as a part of the creator, we have all of the likenesses, the image, the superpowers, the cosmic intelligence that is needed to tap in and tune in and create what we desire. So that's why I say even our own being, our own higher self, our own consciousness is greater than, or equal to, I should say, the energy of the Creator, because we are that divine reflection of the energetic force. So this is just my spiel on, you know, working through and talking about my journey with connecting with my Ori and kind of providing more information on how you can also connect with your inner thoughts. And as I do that, you know, a lot of people, and we think about it with intuition and knowing that things are not just happening, that we set together this plan in motion, and we have those certain feelings that we need to pay attention to them. And it is my intention to show you that don't negate yourself. Don't negate the energy that you have within you. Get to know her or him. Get to know that energetic force. And another way that you can, and I love how Brother Francis Revels Bay, Elder Francis Revels Bay, that I had on the show a few weeks ago, talking about his book, Dancing in the Light of Divine Grace, he talks about the master cell. And that master cell is also a part of that Ori energy, the higher self. It's just, you know, depending on who you're talking to, they may have a different term for it. Even your DNA structure, that double helix, is that connection that we have on a cosmic level. Oh, also, a part of your Ori is your own individual consciousness and the collective consciousness of connecting with the world that we live in, the IA, the Earth, and also the all things and creation in the Orun, heaven, you know what I'm saying? So it's like we are the all and we're within the all. So as you move further in the supreme consciousness, supra consciousness, higher consciousness, and all of those various levels of consciousness, you as you expand and evolve, you go from like that single individual aspect to where then you also can see yourself and how you play a role in the collective consciousness of everybody around you, and those that may not even be around you. Think about this. When we do like meditations or prayers with others, we don't have to be in the same room anymore. We can pick up the phone and jump on a conference line, or we can all just say, okay, at 9:00 on Thursday, we all going to get together and we're going to pray about the same thing. And as those energies connect with one another, change begins to happen. And that's just why I know that we are all that we need, but sometimes we may need reinforcements for the energies that we think are not within us at all, or the energies that maybe we don't take full use of currently. We need to strengthen that muscle, and that's where the gods and goddesses come in, because we use the energy that they personify, that they symbolize, to strengthen that energy within us. And as the series continues, it is my intention to continue the series of showing from the various pantheons the gods and goddesses and how you connect with them, what energy they represent, how you can see how they reflect in your own personal life, how you can notice those different nuances and see how the energy is reflected upon you. another thing that I like to share is that I just forgot. Oh my goodness. I just forgot. When we think about the intuition and connecting and knowing that what we know is what we know, and it is our first mind telling us this stuff, how do you know who your higher self is? How do you connect with that being, the energy? One way that you can do it is by going through a meditation, your own personal meditation. It doesn't have to be a guided meditation, which there are guided meditations on, like, YouTube and different shows and stuff like that, and people have them sold. But one way is to, like, get in a quiet space, get away from anybody, any noise or distractions, you know, go to the park, sit down, warm outside, sun's out, or even if you like the cold, you know, bundle up in your nice sweater and coat and go outside, or if you're sitting in your sacred space or even in your living room on your couch, you can close your eyes and, you know, breathe in deeply. Set your mind to the intention that you're going to visualize and connect with your higher self. And when you close your eyes, I want you to envision the glowing, shining part of you. That person that you know has your back and looking out for you. And we can do it right now, actually. So I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to take 3 deep breaths in and out. So breathe in and breathe out slow. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. All right. Now I want you to breathe in. Hold it. And breathe out. Breathe in. Hold it. And breathe out. Now breathe in a normal space. Now I want you to imagine that you are walking up a mountain. And as you're walking up a mountain, you are in your most favorite type of landscape or climate. If it's in the tropics, on the islands, you're in a tropical rainforest climbing up a mountain. If it's in the desert, you are walking by cacti and maybe seeing scorpions on the ground, climbing up the hill to a mound, and you can see the water below you as you walk. Now, as you get to the top of the mountain, you see a being at the top. As you get closer, you begin to see the body forming. Being is smiling at you and waving at you. Look at her hair, look at his hair. Look at the facial features. Look at the clothing, the elegance, or however you would picture the most evolved being of your own self looking, waving at you, smiling at you, saying, come on, welcome. Come to me. Imagine who that person is. All right. So now I want you to breathe in again. Breathe out. In, out. We're going to come back from the mountain. I'm going to count down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathe in again. Breathe out. And I want you to open your eyes slowly. Bring yourself back. That person that you created and saw during that quick visualization is when you are working with connecting to your higher self, when you're going about your day, when you wake up in the morning, when you're at your altar in your shrine, when you are wherever you are during your day and whatever you're doing. If you ever feel like you need to connect with that energy, I want you to imagine that person that you just saw on the mountaintop. And as well, whenever you are going into meditation with the intention of connecting with your higher self and bringing back information for yourself to use, I want you to visualize that image talking to you and connecting with you and speaking to you. This will help you tap into who you are truly on a soul level more. The meditation, also journaling. One of the easiest and simplest ways that we are able to connect with our Ordi is through dream time, and it's because we are at those wave patterns that are so slow. We don't have any direct distractions from real life going on with us. You know, we don't got the kids yelling at us. We don't have our husband or wife asking us to do anything. We're not at work. We don't have the TV on. Whatever it is that you do that distracts you, you're not doing that because you're asleep, right? So that is, excluding meditation, that is one of the best and easiest ways that we are able to connect with those, with the aspect of ourselves. So keeping a dream journal and writing down your dreams is an excellent way to connect with the messages that are coming through and to help you to begin divining for your own self what certain situations and things mean for you in your life. Looking at spirit totems and animal totems, I did a show about that a few months back, I believe, about signs from different spirit animals and the meanings of those symbolisms. Even when you're looking at the study of numerology and the repeating numbers that are angel numbers that Doreen Virtue coined, and those messages, those subtle messages that come through. One thing that I know is that we are always receiving messages and communicating with ourselves on the earthly plane. Lights blinking and, you know, like I said, repeating numbers and seeing animals. Those are some of the ways that I'm connected with it. Even when you pull a tarot card or an oracle card or you divine with the OB. The cowrie shells, or the kola nut, or the cowrie, you know, those are different ways that we connect with, and gain the symbolism energies of our conscious and subconscious mind. So it's important to keep a journal and write those things down. And, like, if you have a specific question, you know, what are my gifts and talents? What am I here to do? Why am I going through this? Ask yourself first. Ask yourself first, and you will get the answer. I promise you, you will get the answer. It may not come in your face how you want it, but it will come to you. And like I like to say on throughout the years as I have been growing and connecting and tapping into my own energy is sometimes I'll say, okay, y'all, and talking to my divine spiritual team and my inner self, okay, y'all know I'm a little bit slow. The frequency is a little bit too high right now. I'm not getting the message clear. So can you break it down a little bit further for me, especially with the ringing in the ears and the thing that happens to me is I get like the bloop, bloop, drop, drop thing in my ear. It kind of sounds like if you ever in a car and you're going down the highway and somebody ear popping and somebody puts the window down and you can hear the whoop, 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 whoop. Or if you're in a pool or water gets in your ear and that popping sound in your ear, I have that. And so I'll be like, okay, the frequency is too high for me right now. I need you to break it down a little bit more. Just come down to my level a little bit more so I can understand what's coming through to me. And that's how I receive my messages. So that's like another little tip or hint that you can use to like bring things down to your level to where you can understand it. Because everybody ain't a medium. Everybody is not a medium. We might have to use some other forms of connecting and knowing how to connect to our own psychic gifts, you know what I'm saying? So that's just another way for you to get connected. And I really enjoyed the show tonight, and I can't wait to share more on the various gods and goddesses, taking it from, like my coach likes to say, from high level to eye level, breaking it down, making it plain in order for the newbie and the advanced person to really understand how we are connecting with ourselves. Thank you so much for joining me tonight and listening. I appreciate you so much. You know, my name is Omaria Tucker, and I am the Millennial Soul Scribe. This is Soul Scribe Radio with Aromo Soul. I am the Millennial Soul Scribe, and my clients, they hire me to help them gain clarity on their purpose and become empowered to get closer to their dreams and to live the life that they desire while they are still living real life, to learn how to manifest. I'm a spiritual consultant and a manifestation strategist, and through the use of the divine cosmic blueprint and the sacred sounds, I help my clients and work with my clients. So as we head out the show tonight, I just want to say, go closer to your dreams. Go closer to your dreams. Peace.